This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
FFA members throughout the state recently submitted answers for GrowMark's 2018 essay contest. Karen Jones, youth and young producer specialist for the business, said this year's theme focused on future generations working with cooperatives.
This is actually the 25th year that we have done an essay contest for FFA members, so it's pretty exciting that we've been able to do it for so long.
Well, that is very exciting, and I know it has been a great benefit to many students and FFA members throughout Illinois. Karen, tell us about the essay contest. What do students have to do to enter the contest, and maybe why has GrowMark continued to offer this?
Well, over the years, our rules have changed a little bit. Back at the beginning, we used to allow anybody and everybody to submit essays, and that got to be just too large of a number to judge in a timely fashion. So before I took over this role, so it's been a few years ago, they limited it to one per chapter. So each chapter in the state is allowed to submit one essay on a topic that we select. This year our topic was, how can cooperatives demonstrate their value to the next generation of agriculturists? So looking for a young person's perspective on what co-ops can do and should do to help gain their loyalty and their business. So we asked each chapter to submit one essay, and then a panel of judges here at the GrowMark office selects those, and we select our winners from there.
Well, great. A great way to stay in touch with chapters throughout the state. Would like to talk about this year's topic. What was the focus for this year's essay contest?
So this year we focused on how can co-ops demonstrate their value to the next generation of agriculturists. So really looking for that perspective of a younger person, someone just, just maybe starting their professional career on the farm or in agriculture. Still in high school, what they look for in a cooperative and what we could do as a cooperative system to maybe incorporate some of those ideas into how we reach out to our next generation of employees, customers, and co-op members.
That's an important part of a business, I think, to be thinking ahead to the future, and those FFA members could one day probably be your employees or your customers, so I imagine that had something to do also with why you guys chose this topic.
It absolutely does. We have been committed as the GrowMark system and your local FS cooperative. We're committed to developing that next generation. And we do that through sponsorships of a lot of different things, from Bureau Young Leaders, 4-H, FFA, but this is just another way that we try to develop that next generation, those young people that are going to be filling in for their parents and grandparents in the future.
Well, I think it's a great program, and hope that it continues as it's been going strong for 25 years now. I know we did have one overall winner for the state of Illinois, and then I think there were some runners-up as well.
Yes, so we actually run the contest in four states, Illinois, Iowa, Wisconsin, and Missouri. And within each state, we select five young people. One is selected as the overall winner, and that person receives a $500 award, and their home chapter receives a $300 award. And then we select four runners-up in each state, and those students receive a $125 award apiece.
Well, great. Do you have any names that you can share with us today?
I can. So this year, the winner in Illinois was Ross Tompkins from Smithboro of the Mulberry Grove FFA chapter. Our runners-up this year were Bryn Bergen from Mercer County FFA, Mackenzie Brackett from Leroy FFA, Connor Sullivan from West Prairie FFA, and Sean Welch from Rova FFA.
And congratulations goes out to all of those Illinois FFA members. As Karen mentioned, Ross Tompkins of the Mulberry Grove FFA will receive $500 for his essay at the state FFA convention this June, and his FFA chapter will receive $300. Ross said it was an easy topic for him to write about because he's grown up in a farming family that works with co-ops on a regular basis.
I grew up in Smithboro area, specifically Pleasant Mound, and I've been raised on the family farm, lived on it, worked on it. That's the way it's been. I help with the working dirt, harvesting. We also have cows and pigs, and I'm senior in high school. I go to Mulberry Grove Senior High School, and I'm the president of the FFA there. I also participate in 4-H. I enjoy both those activities a lot.
How long have you been involved with FFA? Did you start out as a freshman?
Yes, I did.
And I assume you're enjoying it if you're still a member your senior year and an officer for the chapter.
Yes, it's a great experience, really.
Well, Ross, congratulations are in order. As I understand, you won a contest sponsored by GrowMark. It was actually an essay contest. And this year's theme focused on cooperatives. So I'd like to talk to you about the topic of the essay and maybe what you had to write. You know, how did you come up with those words? And tell us what you wrote about.
So it was all, you know, very relatable for me because, you know, I'm a farmer. I've been raised one. I'm going to continue to farm. And, you know, we sell our grain to a cooperative. You know, some of our grain goes to FS right here in Hookdale. So, you know, I've got the first-hand experience of what, you know, being part of a cooperative is. And so that really paved the way for just the flow of my essay, writing it out. So overall, I just talked about how cooperatives are going to keep developing in the same sense that farmers, future generations are going to keep developing, because the cooperative has to grow with the farmer, which they will do.
Well, Ross, that's sounds like you had a great answer to the question, and you know it always helps when you can have that firsthand experience. So, your future plans after high school? Do you plan to stay involved with the family farm?
Absolutely, I want to keep it alive. I want to go to college and get a degree, come back home, keep on farming.
Ross Tompkins, Mulberry Grove FFA president and GrowMark's 2018 essay contest winner for the state of Illinois. And that's all we have today for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.